You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Not sure what to get your favorite Browns fan? Well, shop.clevelandbrowns.com, the official online pro shop of the Browns, has the best selection of merchandise for fans of all ages. With over 2,000 items in stock, visit shop.clevelandbrowns.com today. Nathan Zgur, Matt Wilhelm, bringing our great producer Jason Gibbs for a little after, further.
Dun, dun, dun. Bum, bum, bum.
After further review.
Happy Tuesday, guys.
Hey.
Question number one. What is the number one priority for the Browns this offseason?
Number one priority, as much as I'd like to say wide receiver, which I still think is a priority, I believe a lot of the talk and the hype surrounding Danny Shelton still very much intrigues me. I don't believe Ataba Rubin will be back next year, so there is going to be a void in that defensive front. So find that dominant cog in the middle to allow Kirksey, Robertson, Dansby roaming free would be great. And I think a defensive lineman that can actually rush the passer as well would help, because that allows Kruger to have some one-on-one situations as well.
Until you have a franchise quarterback, the quarterback is always the number one priority every offseason, Matt Wilhelm.
It is.
The number one priority. And until the Browns have that quarterback.
Then don't ask such a stupid question.
It could be Johnny Manziel, if he is so inclined to be. Perhaps we don't know.
You calling my question stupid?
Yes. That one. No, that one.
No stupid questions, just stupid.
I don't know
people.
What's next.
I don't know. Maybe we should ask about Oprah. Maybe we should talk about Oprah for the next.
Something that he
have you seen Selma?
I have not seen it. Well, I want to see Selma. Well, not because it's an Oprah production.
Get off the microphone and go see Selma.
Gibbs, I just think it for any organization here in the National Football League, it is quarterback, 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 because until you have a quarterback, you cannot do anything in the National
League. My answer was I went with Captain Obvious.
I liked it, and I debated whether or not I wanted to say outside of quarterback. Now, the question is
– outside of quarterback, I'd say D-line.
Is it but for the quarterback, is it developing what you have, or is it going out and getting a new quarterback?
I believe it's going out and getting another quarterback, because competition will breed the best for who is currently on the roster by adding – you have to add. That's the way I feel.
It's all about competition. Finding guys who play like Browns.
Yes.
Play like a Brown.
They need their dog collars.
But can you mold someone to play like a Brown?
I think you can, but you got to know that they have within them the heart of a play like a Brown.
After further review.
Question number two today, guys. How would you best describe Sunday's NFC Championship game? A Seahawks great comeback or a Packers fantastic collapse?
Oh, a Packers fantastic collapse. That is all that can be said. And that's why right now you see pictures of you see one picture of Russell Wilson crying emotionally over that win, and you hear story after story. It was Morgan Burnett. He shouldn't have slid. It was Bostic about how the world is coming down on him. The talk of A.J. Hawk and who he has in coverage. Sean Slocum Green Bay Packers, they lost that football game. It wasn't that the Seahawks went out and won that thing.
Listen, the Seahawks came through when they had to, but they wouldn't have been able to come through when they had to if it weren't for the Packers. Guffaws and just basically choking and messing up and giving that game away in the manner and the fashion that they did. So I put more blame on the Packers, but you got to give the Seahawks credit for executing when they were going to do it.
After further review.
Question number three today. What's worse, being a Packer fan or being a Colts fan today?
It's definitely being a Packers fan. And because I think that the Colts fans, they know looking at their roster, they know that Andrew Luck is going to play in many AFC Championship games as long as he stays a Colt. But you can't honestly say that roster right now was good enough to make it to a Super Bowl and potentially win a Super Bowl. That all being said, you can definitely look at Green Bay's roster and say they have the talent to get back to NFC Championships and also to supersede and win a Super Bowl. And last night, my father-in-law is a huge Packer fan well before I ever played for the Packers. And again, I called him out of consideration to let him cry on my shoulder and talk everything Packers just to ease the pain quite a bit.
Listen, let me tell you something. You're a fine man, Matt Wilhelm.
I try.
You are a fine man indeed.
It's debatable.
I think he's a fine man. I would hate much worse being a Packer fan. You know your team should be in the Super Bowl. You had a good opportunity to win the Super Bowl. So that's got to hurt the most. The Colts just aren't good enough. You know you're just not good enough. You were completely outclassed in every way. The Packers should have won that game, should be going to the Super Bowl.
I'd like to question, Matt, you said it, Andrew Luck's going back to a lot more AFC Championship games. I don't know about that.
He needs more help around him.
He needs more help around him, and I believe that Indianapolis, coached by Chuck Pagano, I think that he'll be the coach there for 3, 4, or 5 more years, and I think Andrew Luck, of course, will sign a big deal. And I believe that it's very apparent that by adding the right pieces around Andrew Luck, they can get back.
After further review.
Final question today, guys. Russell Wilson might have gotten himself a little bit of a big payday with the comeback on Sunday. Is he worth a max contract that could pay him almost $20 million a year?
They're saying he's going to be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
Is he worth it?
I would go ahead and say no. And a lot of the reason why is I believe he's a product of the system that is in place there. The intimidation of the 12th man playing in Seattle and the record that they have there with Pete Carroll as a head coach. I would say you've got a dominant run game with Marshawn Lynch. And then you've got a very dominant defense, one of the best in the NFL, very intimidating. They are at home. And I think that, is he very good? Absolutely. But as Nathan and I have said over the last couple days when we talk quarterbacks, is he a top 10 quarterback? No. And so that all being said, I don't believe he should be paid as a top 10 quarterback in the NFL.
And we can get in this tomorrow. Maybe this will be a topic to get to tomorrow. Who are the 10 best quarterbacks in the NFL? But Russell Wilson is certainly not the best quarterback in the NFL. And I think paying him that max contract would be not a wise move at all. Another interesting thing I saw yesterday, speaking of quarterbacks, of the last 12 Super Bowls, the AFC has been represented 11 times by Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, or Ben Roethlisberger in 11 of the last 12.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, Joe Flacco, the lone exception when they defeated the San Francisco 49ers. All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in today. Thanks to our buddy Andrew Gribble down at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. Thanks to our great producer, Jason Gibbs. Thanks to all of you for your calls as
Thanks, Gerard.
Well. And we'll be back tomorrow with more Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
See ya.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.